New York State Senator Malcolm Smith, a former Senate Majority Leader, has been arrested and indicted in a far-reaching bribery and corruption scandal. We get more from our Capitol correspondent, Karen DeWitt.
The corruption case against Senator Malcolm Smith spans village, county, state, and New York City governments, as well as both major political parties. Smith, a Democrat who was leader of the state Senate in 2009 until taken out in a coup attempt, was seeking the Republican nomination for mayor of New York City. He allegedly went to great lengths to achieve that, bribing the Bronx GOP chair and Queens vice chair in order to secure the nomination, paying them tens of thousands of dollars. A New York City councilman, Dan Halloran, who helped broker the deal, is alleged to have received over $20,000 for his part. Halloran also allegedly discussed possibly becoming police chief under a potential Smith administration. In exchange for the bribes, the complaint alleges, Senator Smith was to use his influence to steer $500 million in state taxpayer funds to build a road in Rockland County. It would benefit a real estate developer's project. Smith and the others arrested did not know, though, that the real estate developer was actually an undercover FBI agent. The mayor and deputy mayor of Spring Valley in Rockland County were also charged. U.S. Attorney for New York Southern District Preet Bharara says the sad and disappointing message sent by the alleged scheme is that when it comes to politicians, it's all about money and self-interest. And he likened the arrests to a scene from the movie Groundhog Day.
Because what can we expect when there continues to be, even after a parade of politicians have been hauled off to prison, a lack of transparency, a lack of self-disclosure, a lack of self-policing, a lack of will, and a failure of leadership? What can we expect when transgressions seem to be tolerated and nothing seems ever to change?
A spokesman for Smith says the senator expects he will be vindicated when all the facts in the case are revealed. Senator Smith had this year joined a breakaway faction of Democrats in the state Senate, known as the Independent Democratic Conference. Just hours after Smith's arrest, IDC leader Jeff Klein issued a statement. He says he's revoked Smith's committee and leadership posts, and he questioned whether Senator Smith could continue to effectively serve his constituents. U.S. Attorney Bharara also challenged other New York politicians to step up to the plate to fight what he says is the pervasive culture of corruption rife with dirty politicians.
Clearly, there is some problem here, and something more than simply, you know, a blunt prosecutor's tool needs to be brought to bear.
Governor Cuomo, speaking in Buffalo on a day that he hoped would focus on the newly completed state budget, says the allegations against Senator Smith and the others are serious.
It is very, very troubling. We have zero tolerance for any violation of the public integrity and the public trust.
Government reform groups say this latest scandal points to the need for publicly financed elections. Karen Scharf with Citizen Action is spearheading the Fair Elections campaign, which is holding town meetings in locations across the state during the legislators' two-week spring break and is also running television ads.
New Yorkers don't really need another scandal to know that big money has a corrupting influence in politics and in Albany.
Senator Smith and the others were arraigned in federal district court in White Plains on numerous charges. If convicted on all counts, they'd face decades in prison. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.